Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got SSR drugs, that's the first thing I thought, linked to German Wings kamikaze crash. Lufthansa knew about the depression and the killer in the cockpit. Co-pilot tore up door. Co-pilot tore up doctor's note, excusing him from work. Captain took axe to cockpit door as passenger screamed. And as I said yesterday, that now the press is figuring it out. Knee-jerk reaction, 9/11, enabled mass murder. Because when you put a armored door there where people can't get in, it then allows a whole new set of problems. So any security fix will then cause a paradigm shift that will have other problems. The people don't think about that. And I used it as an allegory yesterday of the police state we've set up to supposedly keep us safe. And, of course, it's that police state historically that is the greatest danger. But the Independent gets it right. The knee-jerk reaction 9/11 enabled mass murder. If you even believe the official story. I'm not saying I don't. I just can't believe government's known for constantly lying, getting caught lying. Who knows if it's true? More will come out. I've talked about hundreds of news articles. There's got to be hundreds in the Texas news alone. I mean, it's in every major paper in Texas that I've looked at. Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, San Antonio Express News. And they all go with the same story. Alex Jones said he had a secret document, but it's not secret. The police knew all about it. Changing the subject. Or Alex said the feds would seize Texas this year and that it was an actual invasion. No, I said it was training for that. So, see, they build straw men to try to discredit us. And it is the same attack piece over and over again. Jade Helm, the pretend invasion of Texas that's driving the web crazy. Now, we all know what they first did last week. They first said we didn't have a document and it wasn't real. Then they said they couldn't confirm the document. Then they said, okay, we've got the document, but it's for overseas training, even though it says it's for domestic as well as overseas. So they changed the subject over and over again. And then Fox News, following the same talking point, says, well, there's a talk show host who said it was in a secret document, but it wasn't. They don't say who I am or show what I said, because you actually go hear what I said. They just misrepresent. And they go on another site, picked it up. They're talking about Drudge. And then that's when everybody went crazy. Here's the clip with Megyn Kelly on Fox News yesterday.
Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law. Trace Gallagher live in our West Coast newsroom with the story. Trace?
Megyn, some are calling it a Texas takeover. What's happening is between July and September, a bunch of Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and special ops from the Air Force and Marines are conducting some realistic training exercises across the Southwest, including 17 different Texas cities. The goal is to see if groups of these special forces can move around the civilian population without being noticed. You know, blend in so they can place themselves in strategic positions to handle different threat scenarios. The military says these are vital skills when it comes to an ever-changing threat. But in the slideshow of the training exercise, it says Texas will be simulated hostile territory. While that hostile characterization didn't sit well with a far-right radio host in Austin who told his listeners that he had access to the secret document that details a federal takeover in Texas. A libertarian website also picked up on the plan, and before you know it, rallies were being held against the event, but apparently the so-called secret document was published weeks ago in several local newspapers, letting the public play very well in Texas.
Trace, thank you. We'll be right back.
All right, that clip's a little choppy. We're going to try to re-download that, but there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the anatomy of the deception. And notice, it's not Fox getting it wrong. That's the same disinfo in the hundreds of newspapers. What you heard is directly from the Pentagon deceiving the American people. We did not say it was secret. We said it was public. That's what we said. But see, they won't name the websites, they won't name the host, because they don't want people actually coming to hear what we really said or wrote. They want to misrepresent, strawman, it's deception.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I am your host, Alex Jones. I was not going to be here today because I'm flying out to California in a few hours to speak at the CalJam conference as a keynote speaker tomorrow. And I'm also going to do some other reports while I'm out there that will be breaking. I'll be calling into the Sunday show and the Monday broadcast. Then I'll be back next week if I don't decide to have hernia surgery. Had a hernia for 14 years. I've lost so much weight. It's time to get rid of it. I want to thank you all for your prayers. But I'm 98% sure I'm going to go ahead and have that surgery next week. I may be back that Thursday afterwards if I'm able to, but we'll see. All of that separately, I'm here because all you know what is breaking loose over Jade Helm. That's now a 10-state, was first 7, then 8, now 10-state operation, unprecedented, between Southcom, Northcom, Homeland Security, local police departments around the nation, with, quote, the military infiltrating towns and doing suspicious things and seeing of the public basically calls the police. This is 100% for the homeland. They are going to be doing other drills as well that do interchange training overseas. I shot a special report last night for the Nightly News that we are going to repost to the front page of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It went up last night but already scrolled off, that deals with all of this. And if you go to one of our main YouTube pages, you can find it. Entire martial law plan exposed. And we need to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones and beg people to retweet it. Need to put it at the top of Facebook. Need to have a maximum push on this 19-minute video that we're going to play at the bottom of the hour. Then David Knight's coming in. Because we show the total proof from the Pentagon's own documents, source the names of the public documents, so that folks can go look it up for themselves. Now, how do you counter something like that when we have hundreds of mainstream articles, Washington Post, New York Times, Army.mil, Army manuals that are public? See, that's when they're selling it as good. Isn't it great Homeland Security is trained to take on veterans and gun owners who they believe are the next terror group? Washington Post. Isn't it great the number one enemy is the Tea Party? Southern Poverty Law Center agrees with the Pentagon's plan to take on American conservatives. We've got them all on MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and even Fox News saying the Army's training to take on dangerous militias. I've got O'Reilly saying that. And we should put together a video of all of those clips saying, we need the Army to take on Ron Paul supporters. They're planning terrorism. That's Glenn Beck at CNN. I mean, I just live this every day, watching them prepare for war with the American people, watching them try to train the military to accept this role. And it's the military for 20 years that has been giving me the information, really 18. The first two, I wasn't big enough to be on the radar. But within 2 years of being on air, everything I know came from people inside the government, basically. FBI, federal marshals, U.S. military. So we're not attacking the military. It's the military at the mid-level and low level, and in many cases the high level. You've seen General Boykin, the former head of Special Forces, come out and say there's a purge of the military and Obama might be planning a takeover. That's the former head of Special Forces, one of the most decorated living people, saying what I'm saying. I mean, there's a major fight right now for this country. You notice the power grabbing on the borders and the FCC and freedom of speech and the global treaties being signed that Congress can't even see. The FCC chairman came out and said, I won't testify and I won't release documents to the Congress. And one congressman said, you're not God, 2 days ago. When agencies start acting like God, that's called totalitarianism. It's called despotism. It's called tyranny. It's here. And people are finally really listening. And so now they'll undoubtedly scale back these exercises and go, see, nothing happened. Or they'll go show parts of the drills that are legitimate. I've been covering this for 18 years. So the way they deceive, and you notice I covered this yesterday in the Houston Chronicle and the Dallas Morning News, everywhere is the same article. Same, different writers, but written the same. Jones claimed there was a plan to take over Texas this summer that would bring in martial law this summer, and that he had a secret document. But it wasn't secret. Here's all these mayors and police chiefs saying for 2 weeks they've been meeting with the military about the plan. I never said it was secret. I said it was about conditioning local police to work with the military, and that it was a conditioning operation, which is what it is. I know the RAND Corporation called for it. The CFR called for it. In the special report coming up in 15 minutes, we will go through all of it. So this isn't just about InfoWars being attacked. It's about the anatomy of a deception. How many times have you heard me the last 5 years tell you that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons and that they're going to announce they have nuclear weapons? How many times? Probably 500. Any regular listeners heard that neurotically. I said it on Monday and Tuesday. Top story, Drudge Report right now. Saudi Arabia says it won't rule out building nuclear weapons. Israel declassified yesterday that they have nuclear weapons. They've had nuclear weapons since the late 1960s. Why did Israel just announce they have nuclear weapons? Why did the U.S. just declassify it yesterday as well? Because they're saber-rattling. And they're also letting Iran know. Well, let me give you the newsflash. I've been told by very trusted sources that have turned out to be on target every time that Iran has nukes and so does Saudi Arabia for 10 stinking years. It was a conspiracy theory until yesterday that Israel had nuclear weapons. Now it's admitted. Everybody knew they had weapons back in the 60s. Though they arrest Israeli Jews that talk about it. It's like talking about the sun coming up in the morning. If the government says the sun didn't come up, I'm still going to say it came up. I mean, it's out there. So that's the reality here. South Africa's got a bunch of nuclear weapons. South Africa's got race-specific weapons. That's come out, but the average person doesn't know that. And what I'm getting at here is we're watching a giant movement to militarize police, to get rid of freedoms, to spy on the people without warrants. It's all been done. We've been taken over. Now, as they tighten down the vice grips, we're in the cage, but the cage is getting smaller. People are starting to squirm. And the Pentagon and the willing accomplice media is going, come on, there's no plan to take over. But notice they say a Texas talk show host on Fox News. They don't want people to actually come here. And they say then a libertarian site picked it up. They're talking about Drudge. But guess what? It wasn't secret. No, we never said it was secret. So the first lie a week and a half ago was Stars and Stripes and the Pentagon saying, we don't think that's really the document that says hostile. We think they may have faked those slides. We didn't fake jack squat. It was on the website, army.mil. Of course, they then firewalled it so people couldn't go find out if it was real. We tracked all that. We know all the tricks. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. Straight up's the way to win freedom. Straight up's got the power. Straight shooting's got the power in this universe, not a bunch of creeping around. Creeping around only works for a while. You can work in the dark against your fellow man. But sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. In fact, we come in with Johnny Cash. Next segment, please. So I want to play this Fox News clip because it's the anatomy of the BS machine. And CNN, MSNBC, they're all attacking us right now, but they won't actually play me saying it. They just lie. Let's go to the Megyn Kelly clip. Here it is.
Jade Helm 15. Well, the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war.
Yeah, here in America.
Critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law. Trace Gallagher live in our West Coast newsroom with the story. Trace?
He's laughing.
Megyn, some are calling it a Texas takeover. What's happening is between July and September, a bunch of Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and special ops from the Air Force and Marines are conducting some realistic training exercises across the Southwest, including 17 different Texas cities. The goal is to see if groups of these special forces can move around the civilian population without being noticed. You know, blend in so they can place themselves in strategic positions to handle different threat scenarios. The military says these are vital skills when it comes to an ever-changing threat. But in the slideshow of the training exercise, it says Texas will be simulated hostile territory.
Let's stop right there.
Now that hostile
I will show off the Washington Post own graphic in the segment coming up where Oklahoma and Texas have gotten right at double the, quote, free military hardware California has because it's for the American people. And then they show troops training in the desert to imply that's what's going to be happening here in Texas when it's going to be in urban surroundings. So everything is flawlessly deceptive to manipulate the catatonic viewers. Let's go back to the clip.
Characterization didn't sit well with a far-right radio host in Austin who told his listeners that he had access to the secret document that details a federal takeover in Texas.
You're a fat liar.
A libertarian website also picked up on the plan, and before you know it, rallies were being held against the event, but apparently the so-called secret document was published weeks ago in several local newspapers, letting the public play very well in Texas.
Trace, thank you. We'll be right back.
And then they laugh. It's just so funny. What a confidence game you got going here. We talk about a public plan, and you first deny it exists, and then you say that we said it was secret. That's sick. You know the documents that were secret, Fox? All the MIAC and Homeland Security reports we broke 6-7 years ago detailing that the number one enemy is veterans and gun owners of Homeland Security. You didn't like the fact. In fact, at first they said that wasn't real either. You know what? It was real. And it was secret. And we broke it because we're real journalism and real Americans. So put that in your teleprompter and smoke it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
The Clean and Green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 8442-GUNS80.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I talked about an article and a video that we were going to produce yesterday. I shot the analysis video last night for the Nightly News. The article that Paul Watson put together and that I also contributed to just went live on InfoWars.com. This is a maximum push to counter this propaganda. If you want to fight the militarization of police, the globalization of Washington, occupying us and preparing for total takeover of every city and county with U.S. military garrisoned in threat fusion centers. They're now moving the threat fusion centers into old military bases. It's part of the civilian inmate labor camp program, the continuity of government national stability force plan. I mean, I'm giving you the names of the public documents, not secret, Fox, public. They always play these little semantical games to discredit and laugh at people. You're the ones that are going to be crying. The article is on Infowars.com. It's got a giant compendium of links, documents, police chiefs saying Delta Force came to bribe them, emergency managers saying the same thing, major police chiefs, the people I've interviewed. It's all there. You want to know about it? You want to see the video of NBC News admitting the Pentagon's preparing for martial law and gun confiscation, but selling it like it's good? See, when they put it in a good light, they just admit it. But then when we point out it's not good, they attack us. We have congressional hearings admitting it. We have Ron Paul talking about it. Police Now, Armed for War Against Returning Veterans, CBS News. We've got Marine Corps highly decorated combat colonels. Interviews. We should add the interview we did with the colonel. We just got his city council. We've got the Army admitting it in St. Louis. We have, it's got to be 30 videos there. Okay? It's all there. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Get it out on Twitter, Facebook. I need your help, everybody. Send it to every military base you know. Air Force, Army, Marines, Coast Guard. Send it to every camp, every fort, every base. Hit every public email. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. The federal government and the U.S. Army have been readying for domestic unrest for decades. But then we add the caveat, I'm adding this to the headline, and preparations are accelerating exponentially. And preparations are accelerating exponentially. The growth curve is parabolic straight up. They tried this under Clinton, and then it just exploded under Obama. Bush was more worried about global domination and taking over. And they did a lot of police state stuff that grew as well, hugely. The Bipartisan Patriot Act, the rest of it. The NSA spying. But now it's in hyperdrive, and they don't want to have a debate like, oh, there's no death panels. Oh, it doesn't increase your prices. Oh, the insurance companies didn't write to screw you over. Don't listen to those racists. We were reading the stinking bill. They just hope you wouldn't go look at it. It's the same garbage. They'd get on the news and go, there are no death panels. 1 week after it passed, Newsweek had the headline, The Case for Killing Granny, and said, you know what, there are death panels. And so did Bill Gates a month after, laughing at everybody. Okay? Remember Obama? I don't want your guns. I'm not going to get rid of the borders. Look at how they're doing everything by the executive now. Even Congress people are calling it the beginnings of a dictatorship. It's not the beginnings. We're here. So the detailed report from InfoWars Nightly News is coming up. And then David Knight will start quarterbacking and take over at that point as I'm flying out to California to kill many birds with one stone and give a big speech and a lot of other stuff. We'll have reports I follow, part of the show Sunday, part of the show Monday. I'll be here. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. And then they just have the cute little cheerleader, cuts to the authoritarian, you know, autocrat broadcaster, the authority figure. And he just laughs and says they're just training for foreign operations. And this host in Texas said it was secret. It wasn't. The local police know, Megan. Of course they know. They're being usurped. That's the whole point. So that's how they lie to their audience. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, we've got all the clips. They are attacking us. Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle. The only publication that did a fair job and showed both sides was the Daily Mail. And that's why they're one of the biggest papers in England. As people know, they can go there and get both sides. I mean, I just continue to see the Daily Mail really do a great job. You can also find out about the latest, plastic surgery of Hollywood stars. But special forces set to swarm southwest and operate undetected among civilians in massive military exercise. And then it just goes through the whole thing. And they're going to be simulating doing illegal things. Yeah. What they're doing is practicing taking over cities and towns, and right now they're getting relationships with the cities and towns so they won't have to when the martial law directive comes down. It'll be called civil emergency. So that's what's going on. We're trying to stop the globalist takeover of America, the completion of that takeover. We're already well into it. Special report, 3 minutes away, InfoWars.com. Get the article out to everybody.
We're
folks
on the march.
Get it out. Get it out.
Empire's
repost
on the
it.
Run.
Hammer the globalists.
Alex Jones and the GCN
backfire on
Radio
them.
Network.
This could backfire. They've miscalculated.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying. And a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be hosting the rest of the show. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us in the next hour. What Alex is pointing out here is something that I've seen going on for a long time. And, of course, we all know that clip from about, I think it was last summer, when the Pentagon was having a meeting talking about how they were not effective in terms of getting people to understand and to agree with them. And one girl got up and said, nobody believes us. They look at this as just mindless propaganda. You remember that clip? That's exactly what's been going on with this. First coming out with the ridiculous claims that, well, we can't really respond to this because we can't look at that site. Come on, they could look at the Drudge site. They could look at Scribd. They just didn't want to acknowledge that that existed. And as Alex pointed out, they gradually start to roll this thing out. That's why they have no credibility. We're going to talk about what unconventional warfare is. This isn't simply another training exercise. We need to understand how profoundly disturbing this is. Even some people on the left understand that now. Gawker understands that. They said, you know, you don't have to be a right-wing conspiracy site like InfoWars, because they can't really say that they agree with us. They have to use those kind of labels. Listen, the way Megyn Kelly is rolling this stuff out, remember it was just a couple of weeks ago that she was the cheerleader for the Big Brother Orwellian state when it came to mandatory vaccines, when it came to taking away your right to informed consent, when it came to forcing medication on you. Remember, Megyn Kelly just came out and said, well, you know, it's kind of like Big Brother, but sometimes you need Big Brother. You know when you need Big Brother? It's when your boss, who's in bed with Big Pharma, tells you you need Big Brother. When Big Brother Pharma pays for most of your network, that's when you need Big Brother. And when it comes to the military-industrial complex, you're not going to get any objective analysis from Fox News. They're pushing every war they can because that's where the profit is. And we're going to break down exactly the way they were spending this. Of course, there's a lot of different ways that it's been spun. The Right Wing Heritage Foundation put out an article, not directly addressing us, but talking about Jade Helm, and said, training exercises are not a violation of posse comitatus. We never said they were. But what they're training for is a violation of all the principles this government was set up with. We're going to talk about the dangers of standing armies that are meant to protect us from foreign enemies abroad, but always wind up being used for tyranny at home. That's something that has long been established. That's a pattern of behavior that our founders had recognized in previous empires. In the Roman Empire, they set up a system of checks and balances. They set up a prohibition against perpetual standing armies, against perpetual state of war abroad, because they knew exactly where this was going to eventually end up. We had Eisenhower very nervously talking about the military-industrial complex and what this could become. We know where this is headed. But I want to play this report that Alex put together because it's very important for you to understand this is something that's been developing a long time. We've been pointing out that this is going on for a long time. We haven't been saying that martial law hammer was going to drop. It is a gradual, progressive rollout. This is the next step. Now, of course, you always have to be concerned every time they do a major drill because major drills have accompanied things like 9/11 and 7/7 bombings in the U.K., so many times these false flags have also been, that's one of the ways that they cover up, that's one of the ways they compartmentalize people. They say, we're running a drill that's exactly like such and such, and then they run this drill. But this is, I think, really going to be a training exercise, but we have to question why they're training like this. Let's go to that clip right now.
This is an emergency broadcast. This is a direct message to the Department of Defense, all four branches of the military, active duty, service members, veterans, their families, state governments, local governments, and the media. We are going to display 100% irrevocable proof that there is a global move, not just here, but all over the world, to militarize police and to put standing armies on the streets to suppress the population and to carry out political operations. They have recruited in the last decade clergy response teams, preachers to spy on their flocks and to order their flocks to turn in their guns and go to FEMA camps during civil emergencies.
The primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans.
We have seen gun confiscation during emergencies in Canada and the United States, during flooding, going into high and dry areas and taking guns. Beta testing if troops would follow the orders. This is part of a long-term societal slide. We're not becoming a police state. We're not in danger of being under globalist rule. We're already here. The president opens the borders without any law, shuts down power plants without any law. The FCC refuses to testify and seizes the internet. Obamacare has death panels. Veterans are put on no-treat death list. By every historical measurement, we're already in a tyranny. And then Operation Jade Helm gets announced. It was put on the Army website last week. We reported on it first. It became a big, huge national news story. They've had Army Time, Stars and Stripes, hundreds of newspapers come out and say, Jones said that the military would take over and have martial law for Obama this summer. Not what we said. We said Jade Helm infiltrating police departments, practicing taking over America, interfacing to condition the public, was part of a long-term strategic plan to sell the military on this new unconstitutional mission. If we're against transvestites in special forces dressed like women, it isn't because we're against the military. It's because it will wreck the military. But they pose it like you're against the troops because you don't want trannies in commando gear. Or you're against the troops because you don't want them training in your city. Yes, because military and police exposed this to me back in the 90s. I interviewed the San Antonio police chief and others, how Delta Force came to them. It made the Associated Press my interview. And said, we want to pay you $200,000 to work in covert operations to compromise him. That's what this 10-state operation, it was 8 states, is all about, is finding out who will work with them during a martial law takeover. Most of the military is not involved in this. Notice it's special operations, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Delta Force, and others that are running this because they're the ones historically that I've run up against doing this. They act like it's a detriment that I've been warning of this for 20 years in the Houston Chronicle. They say decades. It all came true. We're already in the police state. We're already going under a form of martial law. So let me show you some of the news we already went to in an earlier report. Then I'll go to a smattering of the other evidence right here. Much of it from the Department of Defense's own website. You have massive military gear being cached, armored vehicles, machine guns, helicopters, night vision, Humvees, with the police departments around the country. California has gotten the majority of it, along with Oklahoma and other areas to population. Texas has gotten double what California's gotten. We have 10 million less than them. Oklahoma got basically double what California got, even though the crime rates are very low, because it's about suppressing the Patriot population, just like they have on the map in Jade Helm showing Texas, Utah, and other areas as hostile. This is pre-caching to fight real Americans that won't go along with gun confiscation, you name it. Now, when you see InfoWars.com articles I'm going to show you, you can go directly to the site, click on it, and go to the Department of Defense's site. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Close quote. Army-sponsored report suggests new police force. That's WorldNet Daily. What's that out of? A stability police force in the United States, RAND Corporation. This is the martial law plan that I've been covering for 18 years. War gear flows to police departments, New York Times. Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. They are preparing, not saying they're going to invade or take over. They are preparing for the takeover. And that's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act of 96-97. They admit for insurrection by legislatures and governors. They just hope, just like Obamacare, you don't actually go read this stuff. Now, here it is out of the Army Times. Conspiracy groups question Southcom's mission in Texas. They even try to deny it's even going on. Defense Department guide calls founding fathers extremists. Fusion centers expand criteria to identify militia members, tracking the American people. U.S. military to assist in Vancouver. Again, this is years ago. Our military being used in Canada because under these deals, and Paul Watson's doing an article on this, the generals admit they're training to bring in foreign troops to suppress insurrection. I'm going to go to that in a moment. Look at this in the New York Times. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Disgruntled veterans. Read it for yourself. Gun owners. That's who they train nationwide to fight. Wellness checks is code for gun confiscation. Now have National Guard going door-to-door asking to, quote, see your guns, just like the police knock and talk, where they come and ask to come see your guns when they're legal. Troops in door-to-door wellness checks in Virginia, Ohio. And remember what we saw happen in Katrina. So that's just some of what we've covered to recap, that it's a compendium. It's the body of what's going on. It's the frog in the pot where it's done incrementally so that people become accustomed. And they admit in the Jade Helm report that it's about interfacing with the public and local police. It's a psyop. Now, let's go directly to the massive documentation. I'm just going to show you all these exhibits. And again, the Pentagon counters saying, oh, look, it's InfoWars. These articles all link directly to the article below, which is army.mil. Yes, the re-education camp manual does apply domestically to U.S. citizens. 3 years ago in 2012, they started massive advertising for career specialists in the U.S. to run, quote, re-education camps. They even used the communist Soviet term. You cannot make this up. It's like the Nazis didn't call their death camps death camps. This would be like them actually calling them death camps, to call them re-education camps, because that's a Soviet term for a torture, basically death camp. So in the Soviet re-education term, re-education is death camp. You cannot make this up. They actually use that term. It has the social security numbers, how to process everybody, how to break up the families. We've even filmed the drills, not just the manuals, and they counter and go, oh, it's for overseas. No, it talks about working with local law enforcement, social security numbers, and how the Constitution is suspended. Read it. Now, this is two articles out of about 150. Let's keep moving here. This is directly for the Department of Defense, okay? Let's continue here. National Guard looking for internment resettlement specialist. Okay, mainstream news. Here is the actual document, FM3-39.40, internment resettlement operations. And it all has dual use overseas, but it says specifically for the U.S. CFR proposes using Army to enforce domestic law. Go read their full report calling for the RAND Corporation plan to be implemented. That's from 2012. And you've got military drills in every city, every state, where they actually start arresting people, like up in St. Louis 2 years ago. East St. Louis. U.S. Army in a time of transition, foreign affairs moving to control the U.S., and then NATO has contingents of our Army and military inside of it. So the U.S. only gets to police itself under the U.N. treaties, State Department Memorandum 7277. So it's a 1963 plan. It's finally being implemented. This is the global government plan. That's why they're power grabbing everything outside of law now and outside of Congress, because they're claiming they can do it through treaty, and that's how the president's doing it. We're going into global government right now. Let's continue here. KBR awarded Homeland Security contract, Wall Street Journal, $385 million to build FEMA camps. Wall Street Journal. Let's continue. Full spectrum operations in the homeland, a vision of the future. You get into these Army War College reports and others, it talks about engaging the Tea Party. And, of course, we can show you on screen Forbes and others saying how the Army would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Let's put that on screen. Ohio National Guard portrayed gun rights supporters as domestic terrorists during drill. Riot control. DHS spends $500,000 on fully automatic pepper spray launchers. That's nothing. Homeland Security, International Business Times, refutes conspiracies about 1.6 billion ammo. And then they go on to say, oh, we're not buying it for you, and it's not unusual. It's now up to 3 billion rounds. And paper targets of children and women is what Homeland Security requested. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. Go read that report. And then they try to deny that's what this is all about. SEAL veteran, military leaders being asked if they will disarm veterans. Benjamin Smith, highly decorated Navy SEAL. Boom. Talking to top generals. Let's continue. Going to listen to believe him, or are you going to believe the globalist? Okay? Going to believe the four films I've made with the footage of it, or are you going to believe these fairy tales? Homeland Security report lists liberty lovers as terrorists. This got picked up by Fox News. And it lists Tea Party as terrorists and tells the military you can't be part of it or you'll be given a court-martial. That's like saying you can't be part of the Baptist church. Oh, and they did that, too. They said if you're part of any evangelical church, we'll court-martial you. Let's continue. Army Strategic Shock Report says troops may be needed to quell civil unrest. Known unknowns, unconventional strategic shock in defense strategy development. Go read it for yourself. I mean, they think you're stupid and won't go look all this up. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. We have three different videos in these articles of police chiefs and SWAT team commanders saying we have MRAPs to fight the Tea Party and gun owners. We have it from Illinois to Washington State, from Texas to New York. These people saying we got this to fight the Patriots. And Homeland Security has defended the Washington Post, saying their main threat is domestic patriot groups And Napolitano, before she left, came out and said, I defend that we say that's the number one enemy. But then they say, oh, we're not building all this up for you. We're not. It's not for you. It's not for you. When I was told all this by the police chief of San Antonio in the late 90s and interviewed him for an hour. The interview's online. And emergency managers, they came in and said, if you'll go along with gun confiscation, we'll give you $200,000. Delta Force. Clinton tried this before, and we blew his operation to hell with the info. And I didn't do it. The military did it. So this is not anti-military. This is rallying the patriots to understand what's happening. So you go ahead and demonize me, and government, you want to kill me? Go ahead. I will die a patriot that didn't sell my country out, you pieces of trash. And I don't want to hear the people leaking this info are traitors. You're the traitors that are part of this. Cowards. Armed for war. Pentagon surplus gives local police an edge. Fox. DHS wants equipment for riot situations. Pentagon to detail troops to bolster domestic security. Washington Post. It's for America. And it's not, the border's wide open. It's not for security. They'll have a few missions on the news that look reasonable. Giving kids food, putting out fires. But the real mission, in their own documents, is to take us on. And man, they're gearing up, folks. It's like Manhattan Project squared, how big it is. And it's happening right in plain view. And they think you're too stupid to figure it out. Marine Corps Colonel, Homeland Security building domestic army. We've had that colonel on the show, highly decorated. New Hampshire City wants a tank to use against occupiers and libertarians. Mainstream news. Homeland Security enlists clergy to quell public unrest if martial law ever declared. They tried to recruit my dad and every dentist he basically knows to be tattletales. He said against two, and they said, just against, you know, the libertarians, the right-wingers. Just one of them. We just want to, you know, keep watch your patients for us. And a lot of the dentists were like, what is this, Soviet Union? Secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law. We broke this. Look, we broke this in 2006. A year later, it came out on mainstream news. You see that? You see that? 2007, 2006. We broke it. We broke it. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, man. People say, well, I don't see newsmen get excited. I'm not a newsman. I am a defender of this republic, a modern Paul Revere, just like you should be. Okay? This is teleprompter free. This is research. This is my heart. This is real. I've had them try to set me up and set fires in Florida when I was covering this, try to put me in prison. Made a film about it. Police state you the takeover. I've had them put guns, point guns at me. I've dealt with this. I've lived them trying to set me up. I've had MSNBC come out and say I was involved in the Boston bombing with no proof. I know, ladies and gentlemen, at many levels, I'm as good as dead. I've lived it. I know it's real. I don't even need to have their own documents. I've seen it. So here, we'll see if the truth can trump the Pentagon psyop. Because this is the truth right here. Because you want to have your cake and eat it too. You want to roll this out like it's so big deal in the news. So the troops think it's normal. Then we pop up and say, no, it's part of a larger plan. You go, oh, none of this is happening. Sorry. Sorry, we've got all of it right here. From your mouth most of the time. Black ops helicopters buzz Kentucky residents. Part of the conditioning program. Yes, those were black helicopters. Black ops helicopters. I thought they didn't exist. Remember that 15 years ago? They didn't. Now it does. Black helicopters descend on Dallas. U.S. Army training in St. Louis. City streets. Fox. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Fully armed U.S. troops patrol Minnesota neighborhood. Local guard personnel to conduct exercises this week. Troops participate storming university. Florida residents report mysterious black military aircraft. Military training exercises keep some U.S. Floridians away. Blah, blah, blah. I remember under Clinton, because it's been going on a long time, Hobbs Middle School, Pensacola. They had the Marines come in, aim guns at them, and say, this is martial law. They did it all over the country. So, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, I need everybody, every info warrior out there watching, to get this video from the radio/TV show that we're going to post on YouTube and other globalist platforms. And I need you to send it out on every platform you've got and to hammer not just the Pentagon, not just the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Delta Force, Special Operations, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, but Camp Mabry, Camp Swift, every camp around you, every military base around you, hammer their email, hammer them with this. Because the average person is being compartmentalized, and this is about brainwashing the military and the public to accept this. We're giving you the Death Star plans. Understand? We're giving you every bit of it. All the facts, their own documents, all of it right here in this damn report. The New World Order isn't coming, it's here. The Redcoats ain't coming, they're here. They're here. They know a big frontal assault, you stand up to it like Paul Revere, so they do it incrementally. I'm coming over to that camera to talk to people right now. Folks, you're told you're supposed to get excited about a bunch of garbage. You're told you're supposed to get excited about a bunch of mindless crap. About football games, you're supposed to get excited about freedom and tyranny and stopping it. That's what these genes are about. That's what resistance is about. And it's happening right now. I don't even know what to say at this point anymore. It just makes me sick to see the fall of this country and to see the tyranny and the illegal NSA spying and all the rest of it. And I just think about all the veterans that have fought and died for our supposed freedoms and how we're pissing on their graves right now, and I'm tired of it. I'm signing off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm done breaking it down. I've done the best job I can. And it's up to you if you want to be slaves or not. They're going to take all of our freedoms for a reason. They're gutting us to make us poor, to politically control us. It's called Cloward and Piven. And it's real. And going along with this is the surest way to be slaves. So get this report out to everybody where the facts are there. And Paul Watson's report as well that details all of this. The anatomy of the American coup. How this country got taken over. And the facts. And hopefully the American spirit, the sleeping giant, can be awakened to outrage to break the trance and say no to the slow motion Red Dawn takeover. All right, that's it for this special transmission. I'm going to throw this back to David Knight and the Infowars.com studios after this short break. And the rest is up to you, my friends.
All right, we're now taking a short break. We skipped the commercial break. You need to go to Infowars.com. Look at this article. Share this article. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America. We need to understand that this is a progression that has been going on for a long time, just as Alex Jones just broke that down for you. Let me point this out. When Megyn Kelly is saying they have to prepare for the realities of war, what they're saying is they're preparing for unconventional warfare. Now, if they'd gone to these different localities and instead of telling them, we're going to be doing some military training exercises here, if instead of doing that, if they had defined what unconventional warfare is, if they'd come in and said, you know, we're going to have forces with objectives that are covert. We're going to have tactics and weapons that intensify environments of subversion or intimidation in your area. And our general goal, our long-term goal, is a coercive or subversive of the political body. That's the definition out of Wikipedia of unconventional warfare. Look it up. They're talking about how they want to achieve military victory through acquiescence, capitulation, clandestine support. That's what this is about. When they say they're going to go in and set up cells with people, they're going to test how well they're able to move about without getting too noticed in the community. That's what the Victoria County Sheriff's Office said after they were briefed by the people conducting unconventional warfare. How does that help them when they conduct Operations Okonas outside the continental United States? If they're able to hone their skills and practice moving about in American cities and looking covertly American, how does that help them abroad? To that extent, it seems to me like that would harm them when they go into an alien culture. No, you practice for where you're going to deploy. If you're going to try to blend in here civilly, then that's what you practice for. If you wanted to blend in Saudi Arabia, you wouldn't be practicing to blend in Bastrop, Texas. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. And listen, we didn't do any plugs, but we got 30% off of DNA Force. Very important to support this operation. Take a look at that. It's only through the end of February. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients.
extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.